Can you hear me?
Blog Talk Radio.
Vic, I definitely need to get some music put on before the show starts, right? You know, it's like it'd be such a big long pause there. So I'm glad you're here. It's our first show. Yeah. It's our first show together about dating, sex, and relationships. Dating always gets people relationships, and sex always does, right? Guess me. So it's all good.
Me too.
Or the lack of.
Yeah, right? Anyway, that's always what I'm saying. It's either feast or famine in relationships and men. And sometimes relationships mean sex, sometimes it doesn't. So that's okay.
Yes.
That's how do you want to start this? You want to start at the beginning, like Sunday? Let's take it from Sunday. And I'm going to give a little pre-up. Okay, because Vic and I are both really attractive women, okay? And so getting a date is not hard at all. And I think my friend Vic is in the beauty and health industry anyway, and she one day will be an angel coach, and she does so well with showing me how to do certain things as well as a lot of other women. But health and beauty are her strong points and forte. She does laser, and thanks to Vic, I don't have any hair on my legs now. So nice, right? You know what I mean? Somebody noticed that the other night. But she's like, how's your legs so smooth, Vic? And laser, okay. Yeah, it's
we've
all good.
Done it twice. Yeah, we need to do that.
Three times. Yeah, three times. No, it's next week. Okay. Yeah, we've done it three times now, so it's all good. But yeah, so I'm up for it at the end of the month, which is now, so we'll figure that out later. But you and I wanted to do something on dating and relationships. And why are you wanting to do a show on that? Because I know that we all have struggles, we have joys. Tell me about you, or tell everybody about you, because I told them you're beautiful, but there's so much more. You're more than just another pretty face, right?
Well, should we start from the beginning, like that I'm divorced for 25 years from my high school sweetheart? So right there, I'm not very good at dating, am I? I jumped in with
you
from the very beginning.
I think you're great at dating. And the one thing about you guys, Vic probably looks around 36, 37 because she is in the health industry and beauty industry. So age is just a number. And you know,
eavesdropping on your conversation.
Yeah, right. Do you remember that? So we just start. Yeah, you started, but you've had a couple relationships or a few relationships. You're looking for great love, right? You're looking to. What is a quality that you like in a guy? I like your qualities better than mine because they work for you. But what is a quality for you that you like in a guy?
Well, I am at the beginning of a very long list. However, I think integrity, honesty, and, you know, I'm really beginning to realize that it goes deeper than that. You know, I mean, it's about the person as a whole, how they take care of themselves physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Those things are becoming much more in the forefront for me as far as, you know, what I'm attracted to in a guy.
Right. Okay. That's true. And the one thing I appreciate about you, you know, guys, those who are listening now or who will listen later, Vic had a chance to look at an old relationship that had ended some time ago, years ago. And so he wanted to come back in her life. And he didn't do it for you like he did in the beginning. And so I think physical is really important in a relationship, physical stuff, don't you? I mean, yes. Is he got a great body? Does he take care of him? Does he eat well, you know? And that means a lot to me. Okay. And what I am saying about women and you know, those of us who take care of ourselves, because I run, Vic works out, Vic's kickboxes, and we both do Orange Theory. You want a guy, he didn't appeal to you, he worked out, but he had a tummy. And you don't want a guy with a tummy. I don't want a guy with a tummy.
Nope.
And I'm saying that now, okay? If he has a gut, forget it. I'm not going to date him, okay? And you're going through, you're being very
attractive.
No, it's not, and it's very superficial. And I think a guy, my dad is a man that looks great and takes care of himself, and he's got class. He's got has integrity, and I want somebody like my dad. Okay, so we're looking for that guy that looks like who is like our dad somewhat, and then another part of us is looking for a guy that's hot and sexy, because, you know, dads are, you like somebody who's safe and makes you feel safe and talk to us about that, because, you know, you're a single woman, you live by yourself, you have a great house, you're, you know, you got your dogs and you, and you put it, got a great, system to protect yourself. But why do you want a guy that protects you, that you feel safe with? I mean, that makes you safe. Why do you want that?
Makes me feel safe, like emotionally okay. safe. I've taken all the measures to make myself physically safe. You know, I live in a good neighborhood. Yes, I got a new alarm system installed because my son just recently moved out. And I realized that just having a male presence in the house made me feel safer. Even though okay. he was my son, and even if he wasn't here a lot of the time, just knowing that he would be here, you know, made me feel safer.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with you on that too, as well. So, you know, I live in a nice area myself, you know, and I like knowing that, you know, we don't even have our own police department, you know, and that kind of thing. So I like being safe too, as well. And which brings me up to, you and I both have done internet dating. Ladies and gentlemen out there that do internet dating, I get you. Okay. There was a commercial I saw the other day where some lady's like looking at, and he wants to go to bed, and you're like, I'm done. And then they're promoting the site. I don't even remember what it was. And we verify things for you. And I think that's what you're saying, to feel safe, emotionally safe, because, man, I've met a lot of people online. I've met a lot of people offline. I've dated a lot. I've been dating more than I've been in a relationship, which is the opposite for you. You've been in relationships
exactly.
more than you date, but we're both dating now. So, let's talk about that in the past month, okay? Vic and I are comparing notes. And you guys, men, I'm going to be real honest with you, very frank. Men will, you know, will say, hey, I get these texts on, you know, on a dating website. Let's meet and have some fun. Or talk to me about tantric sex. Or, and I realize this now, don't ever give them a Kick or a Messenger account, because they're going to send you pictures that you probably don't want to have. I got tons of those pictures, so I've learned. And have you had that too? What does that make you feel like? I was like, are you kidding? Right? At the end of the day, really, at the end of the day, it's all the same, correct? I mean, have you been propositioned to have sex, just meet for sex or anything like that? Have you?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. For sure. Yeah. More times than I'd like to count, to be honest with you. And I just, you know, don't even respond to those types of emails or texts or whatever they are.
Right. we don't. Now, Vic and I have had some fun at your expense, by the way, guys, if you've texted or emailed the other one of us, because we'll make jokes and laugh about it. And you know that. So, you know, like on the 4th of July. Yeah, exactly, right? Don't change your face. But Vic and I were on 4th of July. I'll share this with you. This is funny. And we're just having fun today and introducing ourselves, but sex and dating and relationship. I said, Vic, look at this. I said, I get tons of these pictures. And she goes, that's just not even attractive. And it wasn't. So she and I sent a text to him. Hey, this isn't attractive. You can do better than that. Good dude. Sends another picture.
Did he respond to you, though?
Yeah, he did. She and I, we were having a great time, okay? So you got to laugh about this. And he sends another picture and to her and I, but he only thinks it's me because he sent it to me, you know, and Vic says, do this, send this. And I'm like, this is an idiot guy, right? So he says, let me get hard first, and then I'll send you another picture. So we forgot about it. And the next morning, I go, Vic, you're not going to believe this. This dude sends me another picture. And of him, it's not only a picture, it was a video, right? Like, no, he didn't do that. And yes, he did, because
right.
we thought he would drop it and not send it, right? Because we told him he wasn't attractive. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I was sitting there going, man. So I'm going to ask you this. Okay. I, that stuff like that does not turn me on a bit, but I like to make fun of it because I really believe that if let's put it down, it's my literal form. A guy offers to give himself for sex or have sex with you and wants to meet only for sex. So you get a lot of those. And because women, we can get sex a lot easier than men. And if you realize that, it really gives you a lot of strength and power to realize who you really are. And man, you got power too, but you're a bit more visually oriented where we're emotionally oriented. So one of the things I thought about, I was like, you know, and I've told this to you, and you and I've talked about it, is the guy is there, and he is sending us all these pics, us women. Doesn't matter what we look like either, so don't think you have to be beautiful, because men are, at the end of the day, they're not that, they're just like looking for sex. So if we look mm-hmm. at it the same way, I mean, do you agree with this? So we're looking at it the same way, then at the end of the day, it's all about just sex, right? So you got the guy with the penis, and, you know, so what makes him the best penis? In his mind, he says, oh, because I, and I'm going to disagree with that, because I think it's just, if you're just looking for sex like that, I mean, it's just a matter of fact of he may kiss you more, he may do this more, whatever. But really, if it doesn't involve caring about someone, it is just, I mean, it can be with anybody, correct? Because guys say that. We should look at it the same way. You know what I mean? It could be with just anybody. What do you feel about that? I mean, that's so harsh when I say it, but, you know, it's true, though, don't you think?
Yeah, but there's a lot of reality to it, you know? We both know that for women, it's much more difficult to draw that line between just the physical part and the emotional part. Because for me, once I am intimate with a guy, my emotions start taking over, where a guy just puts his pants on and goes right back to work like nothing ever happened, and he doesn't miss a beat or think twice about it, you know?
Right.
He doesn't get
right. He doesn't.
Himself.
Right. So it doesn't really matter if you're good looking, if you're fat or you're skinny. I mean, there are guys, they're going to be a little bit picky, but not nearly as much as we. All right. So if we look at it the same way as guys, I'm like sitting there going, man, at the end of the day, this guy's saying, hey, go have sex with me next. And I say no, he goes on to the next. So,
yes.
You know, what's the solution? You know, I mean, how do you figure out if a guy, when the right time is? I don't know that answer. I mean, I know it for what I would do, but how do you know when it's the right time, when it's a good time to have sex? I mean, is it, if you're looking for a booty call, then anybody can answer that in most cases. If you're looking for, you know, if you've got a relationship with somebody that is sexual and but not exclusive, or, you know, inclusive, exclusive, whatever you want to say, then it includes sex, but maybe you're not exclusive, or maybe you guys, whoever, how do you determine when the right time is to have sex with that person? How do you determine when it's more than just sex? I think for women it happens right away, but for men,
I think it happens much sooner for men. And, you know, to answer your question, I've had sex on the first date. I've waited, you know, for 3 months. I've waited for 3 dates, you know, every rule that you can possibly think of. I've probably done it and broke it. And the end result really wasn't much different. You know, I mean, they all had their own little story or, you know, dilemma that was going on in their life at the time. But to date, I have not found my partner, regardless of when I had the sex with them or not.
I agree with you. So maybe sex is not a defining factor in a relationship. Okay. So I accept that too.
I think it's an important part of the, I think that you have to have good sex to have a good relationship.
Right?
Don't you? I mean, how do you?
I agree with you. I so agree with you. I think you have to have a connection and feel it on a emotional and mental level, rather than just physical. So do you agree?
Right.
Yes, that's what you're saying.
Yep.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is maybe not, you know, I sleep with this person only when I feel exclusive with him, or he's not going to sleep with someone else. I'm going to go with that too, okay, because I, you know, I personally myself, I've slept with somebody the first night, I've slept with somebody the 100th night, you know, whatever
right.
that looks like, but the one rule I always follow, no glove, no love, and I told you this, I met a guy not too long ago, and he, you know, it was a magical night, and I can't even tell you how magical it was, but anyway, we didn't have sex because we didn't have a condom. And then I got to know him a little bit more, and I'm like, this guy is not for me. And, you know, and most of the time I would rather wait because I just would. It complicates things. Sex can be complicated when you bring that in, but I don't think it's a deciding factor. I'm going to agree with you on that so much, okay? I think that the deciding factor is having a heart connection with yourself, knowing that to hold him or yourself hostage just because you slept with him, holding yourself hostage, yourself meaning any of us, and in holding him or her hostage because they slept with you is not the way to go. That becomes something totally different than heart. That I think that's more of a need.
It's suffocating and limiting and in a way controlling.
Right. You're right.
When you try and, you know, what did you say about the
heart connection? Hostage?
Yes.
It's limiting.
No,
it's okay.
It's limiting when you put those expectations on someone else about sex. I mean, I'm guilty on both sides of it.
I've
done it to men.
Yeah. And I've done it myself, and not so much anymore. And both of you and I really worked hard on that. And because you look at the same, I don't know, you and I both talked about this. We've looked at ourselves and like, okay, the same thing keeps happening, but the only constant in it is myself. Like, maybe
hello.
Yeah.
That happened.
Don't you? I know, right? So anyway.
Yeah. It can't be me. It's got to be that other person.
Right? There you go. Exactly. Meanwhile, you show up again in the next situation, you know, and you're there and he's there and the same thing is happening. What's up with that? You know, so anyway, I'm going to take sex out of my equation of I'm only going to sleep with somebody when I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say I'm always going to lead with my heart, with myself. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And how do I do that? Put myself on a pedestal rather than waiting for him to do it. Because if I wait for him to do it without doing it myself, it's going to be forever. And anybody, if you're waiting for her to do it rather than doing it yourself, if you're a guy or you prefer women, whatever that means, put yourself on a pedestal. Always lead with your heart. You know, that's a good thing to do. Lead with your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And keep your heart open for whatever you might be able to receive. And always, I'm always giving from the heart, so I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, others may.
Yeah, you always keep your heart open, that's for darn sure. And I got this message not too long ago. It's like, open your heart more to receive more. I was like, wow, okay, I can do that, you know. So
yeah.
I'm going to take sex out of saying that. I don't want to date anyone that leads with sex. That's not my style, but that may be somebody else's style. And, you know, and that's okay. I'm saying what's right for me. And if I can get somebody into bed that easy, I don't really want them because where were they at yesterday, 2 days ago, or a week ago? That's my style, okay? But that's right for me. But I'm not going to say, if I sleep with you, I have to be with you and only you. I'm not going to do that. I think I need to take that off the table. Okay. I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Well, no, because now that opens up a whole lot more for you, you know?
And I mean, I'm going to get, you know, explain that more. So I want to know.
Well, for me, I really have only slept with someone if I felt a very strong connection and that I liked an important part of their character. I may not have known specifically what that was at the time, but there was some
connection.
Okay? And in the past, I went into it thinking that it was going to be me and him and only me and him. And over time, I've learned that doesn't happen. You know, that was my, I was setting myself up for failure going in with thoughts like that, rather than keeping my heart open, you see. If it's the right person, it doesn't matter if you do, if you don't, when you do, God's going to make it happen.
Yeah, you know, thank you. That's good because I that story I wrote the other day, I put it on our facebook.com/angelcoaches and he was like, listen, just connect with the force of love. Now the situation was, and he was, you know, and we did that, And I didn't bring all my baggage. Well, I bought it the first night, but I didn't bring all my emotional blocks and baggage and what things need to be or look like. I really got to enjoy a great love myself. And so that's what you're saying. So I'm not casual about that, but I'm also not going to be make it a staple in my relationship with somebody. Only me, only you. And then I forget to enjoy the moment and who he is right then. And he forgets to enjoy the moment for who I am. And we'll see what happens, mm-hmm. right? You can have the connection because that's always got to be there, some kind of emotional bond there. And then we can, instead of saying it's got to be this way now, I'm going to just say it's going to be what it's going to be. And maybe it is now a season, maybe it's a reason, or maybe it's a lifetime, or maybe it's a few months for forever. I don't know. But I'm going to take that off the table. You have helped me with that today. Thank you so much, right? I appreciate that.
Thank you, very welcome. And I just recently had an experience about that. And I went into it knowing that I was going to be focused on the moment and only the moment without having any expectations for the future or bringing anything in from the past. And I have to tell you, it was very freeing and liberating, and I had a wonderful time.
That's good. That's wonderful. And you guys are friends and connected today. Okay. So that's even better. Okay. Gotcha. But it wasn't what it's going to be tomorrow. It was what it was for that moment. Right.
It was just in the moment. Exactly. Exactly. And I actually feel really at peace with that because I don't have any anxiety and I'm not putting any expectations on a relationship or me or him. It was just what it was at that time and nothing more and nothing less. But it was all good.
It's good. Yeah. And you guys genuinely like each other and care about each other. I gotcha. So that's a great lesson for all of us, you know. And as I said, I dated so much more than I've been in a relationship, but that is a staple that I'm gonna have within me now, okay? You know what I mean? And dinner and a movie and great sex. Maybe that's what I should say. Right. So, all right.
I don't think you should say anything. You know what? If you feel it and it feels right, look, we're grown adults. Okay. We know how to protect ourselves. We know how not to put ourselves in a dangerous situation. So if going into it, we feel safe and secure, and we just want to have fun for the moment and leave it at that. I've strived my entire lifetime to be able to do that, and I think I finally got there.
I hear you. Yeah, I believe you have. That's good. So anyway, I'm gonna put that in my dating guidelines for me. I'm going to just take that off the table. It's important just to be, rather than put what I think it needs to be on him. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
just what I would
totally.
Like for myself, instead of saying this has got to be a staple where it's forever, because it scares the crap out of me. You know, if I sleep with him, I'm going to have to be with him. And I don't want to do that. You know, if I sleep with him, maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I don't have to do anything except live and breathe. Thank you. That's helped me. That's been freeing for me. So that's cool. And yet you can have guidelines. How that works for Vic and I, so we're not saying that's for everybody, but it's a bit freeing to know that, you know, for different reasons. I just, because I don't sleep with somebody because I'm like, I got to be connected to them. And I don't want to be connected to anybody unless I choose or take it day by day rather than our moment by moment.
Exactly.
I just better.
Yep. Right.
And
exactly.
That gives me an opportunity to develop a friendship because that's what I did before and it worked great without saying it has to be. Thank you for that.
Right.
Nick, for you and I, we'll do a show again next week, you guys. We're going to do it at 2 o'clock.
Tuesday at 2.
Hello? Hello? Hello, I lost you.
Well, Vic, I hope you're still there. If you're not, I'm going to go get you. But we're going to do the show Tuesday at 2 p.m. And sex, dating, and relationships didn't get much sweeter than that. And so if you guys have anything about or have an opinion, you can give us a call. The show is always available as well as talking about radio shows, putting your pretty shows are available 24/7, 365 days a year. So thank you so much for listening in to our show today. We appreciate it so very much, and I lost it. But we will be here again next Tuesday. Thank you, everybody.